possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. Another one of these really annoying watches last night with the New York Mets in a loss to the Washington Nationals. Kodai Senga, who could be one of the more frustrating pitchers to watch, did exactly what he does that pisses everybody else off. And he's just giving up runs. He's not throwing strikes and just slow and gets the Mets in a hole and the offense can't come back. Luis Torrens in a couple of situations he could not come through in because Francisco Alvarez, of course, now has another hand injury. Yankees are rolling, though. Offense is looking great, mashing more home runs down in Tampa last night. And then out of nowhere, yesterday was like NFL trade deadline day. Players flying around, different organizations, including the Jets, who bring in a defensive tackle, two defensive tackles, actually. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff today on this Thursday as we head into tomorrow, which is going to be our last Feel Good Summer Friday of 2025. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing great. So yesterday, you and I were talking about the Mets, and if they do make the playoffs, who's going to be your number one starter? And I was sitting there going, it's got to be Jordan Peterson. It can't be.
David Peterson. Scott Peterson. Yeah, that guy killed his wife. Yes, exactly.
We got Jordan Peterson, the guy from Canada. We got Scott Peterson.
Right.
And we have our Peterson. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay.
So, Senga's not the guy that if I'm starting a series, it's going to be Peterson. That's who it's going to be. It's not going to be Senga. That's all there is to it. I mean, Senga doesn't deserve it, doesn't evoke any confidence at all in me watching him. And it drives me crazy, as you just pointed out, watching him.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, afraid to throw a ball over the plate. I understand that, you know, he's trying to get people to chase bad balls, this ghost forkball thing. I mean, it just drives me nuts. But at least, the Mets showed some fight coming back. And by the way, Torrens hit a rocket that second time up with the bases loaded, and the Nationals second baseman just made a really great play on that. But it does go to show you that when you're missing a guy who's actually in the midst of doing well in Francisco Alvarez since he came back from Syracuse, just where it shows up and how it shows up. It's, to me, this game is definitely 100% on Kodai Senga. 100% on him. Not on anybody else but him. He's got the money. He's got he's supposed to be their number one starter. He's supposed to, go out there and limit the opposing team to two runs or less. That's the way I would look at it. And he's not doing it. So to me, he is not their number one guy. He's just
No, and I mean, let's hope that they have this problem where they got to figure out who the number one starter is in a postseason series, because, I mean, it's not like that's some sort of lock. I mean, if the Reds had won last night, they would have been in a tie for the final wild card spot. I mean, this is just, it's...
This is the way it's going to be the rest of the way for them, because they have a tough schedule.
Especially if you're losing to the Nationals in games like this. I mean, come on. You know, they're minus 175 on the money line last night, the Mets, which is a huge favorite at a baseball game, and they end up losing to the freaking Nationals. And by the way, we went over the September schedule, so if you don't stack some wins against these crappy teams, and then you play like this, or pitch like this against Major League Baseball's best, then you're not making the playoffs in September. You're going to get smacked around.
And that would be probably the, you know, there, I'm sure there are other teams that had higher expectations, but when you spend the amount of money that the Mets are spending, you know, they have to make the playoffs. They just have to. I mean, or it is a just abject failure and, you know, falls at the feet of the players first and foremost, because they're the ones that have to get it done. Like a guy like Sean Manaea has got to turn into the Sean Manaea we saw last year at the end of the year. He's got to go out there and they got to win this getaway game today. And he's got to go out and he's got to pitch well. I mean, it's a young Nationals team. You know, it's a team that the Mets should be steamrolling right now. But when your number one pitcher goes out there and is just frustratingly all over the place and slow, then the team looks slow. You know, what I would do if I were somehow, and I don't know if you can do this now, this late in this guy's career. Somehow I try to speed him up.
Yeah, I mean, you have a pitch clock and he's still as slow as anybody. I mean, it's he pitches too careful. I mean, when you mention the word scared, I think that's a good one too. It's like everything is so careful. It doesn't seem like he's in command. It feels like he's reacting to the batters or the situation as opposed to being the guy that's dictating the pace. And it's really...
Well, he's not, certainly not Tom Seaver, and he's not Nolan Ryan.
Not even Steve Traxel at this point.
Right, exactly. And that's the frustrating part of it, because I was hoping for a much better outing. And, you know... To the Mets' credit, they fought back, and Beatty hits this bomb yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just goes to show you that the Mets really have a lot of good players, but if your pitcher is going to be like this, and, you know, and all of a sudden you have a situation where you have your starting catcher who's out now with a hand injury, and he's been hitting the ball, and he's been, you know, he's been on it. I mean, Torrens has had a decent year. I mean, I don't know what you would expect from him, but it's too bad his second at bat with the bases loaded didn't get through the infield, because he hit that thing hard.
Yeah, I mean, he did, but it also, you know, grounds into the double play that ends the game too. So, it's
a killer.
Tough.
I mean, it's a killer, but I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to kill the guy that's making the most money and who's supposed to be the guy. That's the guy. Like people talk about Anthony Volpe and all this other stuff. I'm like, Anthony Volpe's he doesn't get paid a lot of money. He's a young man. He's still trying to find his way, and he's got a long way to go, especially when it comes to hitting. But I think he's calmed down overall over the last 6 weeks, don't you think? I feel like he has. But Kodai Senga is the opposite of that. He's supposed to be the lockdown guy, the shutdown guy, the guy that when you're on a four-game losing streak and it's his turn to pitch, you got to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, even when, you know, he was pitching better than what we've seen recently and his ERA was where it was just hard to believe that his ERA was as good as it was just watching him. And, I mean, this is also coming off of last year where I felt like he was shoehorned into the postseason when he shouldn't have been. And this is something we agreed on. I think most Met fans agreed on. Where he hadn't seen the guy, and then all of a sudden was like, we're going to toss him out there to be a, you know, almost like a starter in a game or an opener in a game is what I'm looking for, with something like that. And it just didn't work. And then he's someone that elicits zero confidence from me when he's on the mound.
You know,
zero.
You know who does elicit confidence from me is watching Cam Schlittler last night.
There you
night.
Go. Yes.
Yes. Cam Schlittler.
There's a couple of mistakes you can make in that one.
I know. I don't want to make any mistakes.
Yeah.
This kid, I mean, he looks big on the mound.
He
throws
tall,
like 97 miles an hour. He's got a nasty curveball. I mean, it's too bad he didn't get the no-no or the perfect game last night. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he's fun to watch.
He is.
I mean, you stand there and you, because I had that split screen thing going on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on the MLB app, you know?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And watching him just, stand up there and just look totally in control, and then watch Kodai Senga on the other side going, Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's
what
yeah.
a difference.
Right. I mean, it's a confidence thing, as I mentioned, like in control of the game. You never felt like Senga was. And Schlittler, yeah, I mean, he was dominant.
He looks like the real deal, man.
Yeah, I mean, of course, young guy's going to have his ups and downs, but I mean, last night was the best we've seen of him, and you're just expecting more, and if he continues to pitch like this, and the Yankees are where they want to be, I mean, he's going to get some important
innings. And he should, and innings, you know, the yeah. thing about it is that just watching him, he looked really comfortable last night, just totally in control. You know, it was nothing. There wasn't any overthinking. It was like, okay, I'm bringing the fastball. Here it comes. And the thing about him and his height, and they were talking about it last night on the broadcast about how he's tall and he's so long that even his 97 mile an hour fastball looks faster or may come in faster than the 97 that it comes because he may be throwing it closer to the plate. And I thought Joe Girardi explained that pretty good last night, but. I don't know. He just looks like he's the real deal. If you want to talk about eye test, and we often talk about eye test.
Yeah, I know you're a big language. Eye test guy.
Body yep. language guy.
Body language eye test. Yeah, jumps off the screen type things.
That guy jumps off the screen, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Ever since we saw him first, you knew there was a ton of potential there, and it really all came together yesterday or last night. And you also, I mean, the offense continuing to crush now.
The problem is that the bullpen collapsed a little
bit. Yeah, well, I mean.
They were right there, and Bednar gives up a double to somebody who hasn't had an RBI all season.
Well, I mean, at least Devin Williams didn't completely blow the game this time and was able to get the necessary out, so that was a good thing. But yes, I mean, if that would have been a blown bullpen game, that would have been a really, really bad one. But, I mean, the home runs, I mean, this is the stuff you want to see. You know, in October, you have to see in October, and that'll be the difference between them competing with the best in the American League and getting back to the World Series or not. I think the pitching will be fine, but I mean, you know, you get postseason Giancarlo, you can sit on my face doing this, and then add Aaron Judge in there. It's going to be really, really tough to stop them, but as we know, and we've seen many times, that Stanton's one of the few that continues to mash in the playoffs, and not everybody else brings their A game.
He's in the midst of one of his best August runs right now. You know, he is on fire in August, much like Juan Soto was on fire in June. This guy is just ripping it.
Yeah, look at this. The most home runs over two-game span by a team in MLB history. The 1999 Cincinnati Reds. Wow, who was on? Barry Larkin was probably on that team, huh? Who else was on that 99?
Eric Davis?
I think it might have been, that might have been a little late for Eric Davis. The 1999 Cincinnati Reds. Now, was that was that the Al Leiter game, too, the one-game playoff? Remember that, Eddie, the one-game playoff with Al Leiter in Cincinnati, and you shut him out? God, I can't remember who else was on that team. I just bet Barry Larkin's the only guy that's popping into my head.
Let's see. We have...
Was Aaron Boone on that team?
Let's see.
Boone-y?
Aaron Boone was on that team.
How about that?
Good call on your part. He was 26 years old.
They told me in my ear because I looked it up.
Sean Casey.
Mike Cameron, former Met.
Pete Harnish was on that team.
Yep.
Barry Larkin, of course.
Not really a juggernaut offensively. They must have had just a really good two-game stretch against a bad baseball team.
Jack McKeon was their manager.
Yeah. How old was he then? About 95?
68.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. So good for the Yankees and their offense.
History. I mean, that's amazing. Ed Taubenes as their catcher. Sean Casey, first base.
Oh, yeah, of course. The mayor.
Pokey Reese. Barry Larkin, Aaron Boone. Greg Vaughn.
Okay.
Mike Cameron.
Yep.
And Michael Tucker.
Yeah, there you go. Not a bad squad.
Who hit all those home runs?
I would say Vaughn definitely did. Cameron had a little pop there. The mayor, Sean Casey.
Yeah, I think. Booney had 14 home runs and 72 RBIs.
Booney.
He got caught stealing 17 times. No.
What?
He got caught stealing 6 times.
Oh, okay. I was going to say caught stealing 17 times.
He had a
times.
WAR 2.3.
Oh, wow.
If that means anything to you.
Back in 1999, Booney had a 2.3 WAR.
Yeah.
It's a good season for him, huh?
Batting average was .280.
It's a good season for him.
Slug, .445.
So anyway, the point is that when the Yankees hit, they look like they could beat anybody.
The Mash Brothers.
Well, sure, certainly. And Giancarlo Stanton, man, I'll admit that when he was, you know, you didn't see him for a couple of days and the not playing the outfield thing and some of the things, and you know, Clint Frazier even said it, who's just trashing the Yankees left and right with his podcast now. But he said that there's usually something wrong when he's not playing like this. And I was buying into the fact that maybe the elbows were creeping back in or a soft tissue situation. And no, he was totally healthy. He came back out and proved that again over the last couple of nights.
Well, something was bothering him. General soreness.
General soreness,
and
yes.
We were talking about this 2 days ago. General soreness. You can't, he's got to play.
Yeah, but I thought it was something more than that. It wasn't just general soreness. I thought it was maybe.
But it was reported as general soreness.
I know, but.
Because he actually got out there and stood in right field.
Yeah. Hey, and he doesn't run. We know that. Will not run hard. Because he thinks he's going to pull some sort of muscle, which he usually does.
Well, they told him not to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the right thing.
You know, I've actually never heard of that before. This is the first time I think I've ever heard of that.
What?
Telling a guy not to run hard.
I remember they changed Jose Reyes's running gait back in the day. Now, they didn't tell him to not run hard, but they changed the way he ran because he had so many hamstring injuries.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell him not to run hard. But yeah, with Stanton, hey, don't run hard. We don't need you to be legging out triples.
We need you to do what you did last night.
Right. Swat some home runs out of there.
And when he hit that ball was like off the bat, over the fence within a second.
Yeah.
Exit, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, when he swats at balls like that and they fly out of there, I mean, it is fun to watch.
No, he's batting .311.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been a truncated season for him though, right?
Well, it always is.
Yeah. It's not like he's batting .311 over the course of playing, you know, 130 games.
No, but.
But still good. Still very good. And you know him. Postseason, he shows up. Big G. Sit on my face. The whole deal.
You're our Big G.
Am I? Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are our Big G, yes.
Thank you very much. It's a term of endearment in my book. But yes, good night for the Yankees. Bad night for the Mets. And we got a lot of football to talk about as well this morning. Jerry joins us in just a couple of minutes.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got Jerry Recco here to give us the sports from yesterday and last night. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We'll start in Tampa because the Mets stink. And the Yankees last night had a fun win. You had six innings of perfect baseball thrown by Cam Schlittler. The bullpen then kind of imploded on him, so he doesn't factor in this decision. The game gets tied. We take it to the 10th, and fresh off the bench comes one Giancarlo Stanton.
Volpe holds. Here's a pick. Swing on drive to left. Deep to left. Carry. Goodbye! Big G does it again! A two-run homer for Giancarlo Stanton, and the Yankees have a 5-3 lead here in the 10th inning. The man is on fire!
I'm not finished. That was Dave right here.
I don't know what this means. Sit on her face? What does that even mean?
Dave Sims with the call on the Fan. So I'll put the Yankees up 5-3. Austin Wells then hit his second home run of the night to make it 6-3. Then you would have Devin Williams come in. Not good to start, was in a lot of trouble, had second and third and nobody out. And yet here he was, one strikeout, two strikeouts, and then...
1-2, trying to get loud, trying to end this game. 6-4 Yankees, two on. Williams set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He got him! Struck him out! Game over! Victory for the New York Yankees! Devin Williams comes through!
And his celebration when he got that third strike, I mean, really fired up over it. Again, Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. So the Yankees get the win. They wind up winning 6-4 in 10. Couple of things. First, Stanton on yes after the game. The approach against Pete Fairbanks in that at-bat where he hit that laser to left to put the Yankees back in front.
Just be on time. He throws dynamite, throws 100, and had to at least get Volpe over third. So just be on time, get the ball in the air like always.
Well, he did, and he got it out in a hurry. Here was Austin Wells with Susan. Stanton just ridiculous.
Unbelievable. This is what we saw last year in the playoffs. I was a little younger, but I think this is what he did his whole career. So he's amazing, and he's going to continue to do that for us.
Well, if he does, they'll be in very good shape as they've won 5 in a row. We mentioned the relief pitching. David Bednar blew the save, allowing a game-tying 2-out, 2-run double in the 9th inning. We mentioned Williams in the 10th. He winds up getting the win. As for Schlittler and the 6 perfect innings before giving up a leadoff hit in the 7th, were you thinking perfect game?
I wasn't really thinking about it too much, but even when he got the hit, I didn't really care that much. Just, again, trying to get focus on the next guy and whatever, but again, it's a good feeling, but the biggest thing is that we won, and I put the team in a position to win, and got past that 5-inning mark I was having trouble getting to in my last 6 starts.
I would love to see a side by side of him and Gerrit Cole. They look the same.
Yeah, he's definitely a little taller,
but just the hair.
Yeah,
the delivery a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
So he gets the win last night.
He looks great on the mound.
He does. He gives him a chance almost every night.
Hell yeah.
Trent Grisham hit 2 home runs in this game as well. You guys talked about the 14 home runs in 2 games. Yankees now lead the Red Sox by 2 games for the top wild card spot in the American League. Tonight, New York home for Boston. 7:15 first pitch on the Fan. Luis Gil and Lucas Giolito are the starters there. As for the Mets, Kodai Senga was terrible, quite frankly. And down 4-0, you get the home run from Brett Beatty. Senga goes back out there in the, I guess it was the 5th inning, and promptly gives back the run that the Mets had just gotten.
2-1.
Bell crushes one out toward right center field, out toward that wall, and gone. Over the high wall and right, a bullet home run for Josh Bell.
That's why it is
solo
one of those strikes.
And it is 5-1 Washington in the bottom of the fifth.
You're not wrong. That was Keith Ratt on Mets Odyssey Radio. So 5-1 there. That turned out to be the deciding run. In the sixth inning, the Mets had some life. Pete Alonso drove in a run. Jeff McNeil drove in a couple with a double. And then Mets had it going. They had the bases loaded, one out, and Cedric Mullins popped up. And then Luis Torrens hit a ground ball, and that be that. Here was Carlos Mendoza. We almost came back, but couldn't get all the way back.
We have the bases loaded there, down one, and they got Mullins with one out. Then Louis hits a ball really hard right at the second baseman. But then after that, you know, the lefties came in and kept us off balance, you know, and then we didn't create any traffic and, you know, they shut us down after that.
Did nothing. I don't think they had, I think they only had one more base runner. I think they had the one base runner in the ninth, but 1-2-3 in the seventh, 1-2-3 in the eighth. And so they lose to this Nationals team. They also, at least for the night, did lose Brandon Nimmo because he left the game with a stiff neck. He says nothing new.
Yeah, 2019 when I ran into the wall in Atlanta. It's just unfortunately a chronic thing that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my career. And, you know, we've been able to do a pretty good job of keeping it at bay for the most part. Unfortunate for it to show up again this year.
And so the three-game winning streak comes to an end. They have a series finale. Can you imagine they lose today and lose 2 out of 3 to the Nationals?
Oh, they better not.
All that great thought and all the good feeling about the three-game winning streak would be right out the window. You've got Sean Manaea against Mackenzie Gore. It is a 4:05 first
pitch. And
let's
face it, right after this comes what?
In Atlanta. I think they're in Atlanta.
Atlanta. So, I mean, these are two teams that you got to beat up on. Yeah. And
I think Atlanta's won like 13 out of 15 now, though.
Which started against the Mets, I believe.
Yeah. So they're not.
Well, so go down there and just pay back.
Yeah, because they always have a lot of success down there.
House of Horrors, usually.
They better win this game today, man.
I agree with you.
Sean Manaea, man. Come on, let's go. Six innings. Let's do something.
Now, they did catch a break. They stay a game up on the Reds because they lost in L.A. to the Angels last night by the score of 2-1. Also, from the out west, you had the Rockies beat up the Dodgers 8-3. Shohei Ohtani made the start in that game. He gave up 5 runs on 9 hits over just 4 innings. He also left the game early. I guess after he left the game pitching, he stayed in. I don't know how that works with the whole hitting thing, but he didn't make his didn't have his next at bat because of this line drive off his thigh. So I don't know if he's injured or not, but that was certainly a thing last night.
You know, it was amazing though. He got hit in the thigh and went running after the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then
he's a gamer.
He is a gamer. And then after the play is over, that's when it hit him. Like that he was injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's amazing.
I mean, I love that guy.
Oh, really? You love Shohei Ohtani?
I do, man. I mean, steals bases last year when he wasn't pitching.
Mm.
And now he's pitching. Now he's hitting. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing. And then on top of that, gets hit in the thigh, goes running after the ball. Most guys would go down and stay there.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, he did come out of the game.
I mean, he's got a little bit of you in him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just grinding it out?
Yeah. Like, you remember pulling a hamstring, pulling a quad. I mean, you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah,
you
I wouldn't.
Stay in the game because you wanted to win.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was dying like an insect on the golf course, I played 3 more holes before I finally said, I think it's time to go.
That is remarkable that you took it as far as you did. Because you could have died on the course.
Yeah, with the oxygen at 88, when I got to the place, I think, yes, there was a chance.
That would have been epic. No.
That would have been, yeah.
That would have been an epic funeral.
From licking a golf ball?
Yeah.
Not epic. Stupid.
Well, you got hit in the face with the golf ball.
Yeah, all right. That was a bad shot, but at least
I don't know what it is about
I wasn't licking chemicals.
I don't know what about you. It is about you guys and golf balls.
Well,
man, trying
dangerous.
To kill yourselves.
I suppose. Now time
good
for
thing
a
I was there, though.
Okay.
I saved your life.
Well, could you have driven yourself there, or were you in that bad of shape?
It was getting ugly.
I said, okay, can we get some Benadryl? And one of the kids there had some Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him. We were sitting down, like, just to see if he could calm down, drink some water. And I was like, we got to go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Did you take the Benadryl?
I did.
And there was no effect?
Not right away.
No immediate effect, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right away.
That's a rough one.
And his eyes were, like, starting to roll back in his head. And he's all, like, puffy and sweating.
Oh, God.
And I was like, and then he looked at me and goes, I don't think I'm doing good. I said, Let's go.
No, sir. You're not doing good.
I mean, yeah. Like, it ruined my game because I didn't get a chance to play 17 and 18.
You know.
And normally, you know, what you would do is like, okay, you guys play. I'll go take care of myself. But in this case, I couldn't do it because I could tell.
Could have called an ambulance.
When he, like, had a, like, I want to say a 20-foot putt on 16, and he almost rolled it off the green and was walking by. I can't do this. I tried. There was a problem. I knew there was a problem.
I tried. One of the funnier things that happened that day was when Boomer walked into the urgent care with me. The people that were in the waiting room looked at him as if a gargoyle had flown into the lobby. Like, what is that? And then you just look at me and go, I'm going to wait in the car.
Said, good move.
I don't blame you. You got him there. You did what you had to do. Yeah.
And I waited.
Yeah.
And then he called me.
For the all clear?
All clear. Went in there, saw him. He was sucking down some albuterol.
Yep.
They gave him some prednisone. He was sitting on the gurney there.
Yep, ready to go.
His little legs flipping and back and forth, and it looked like he was back
little
to
normal. Legs.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
What do you mean? You are sitting.
Oh, because I'm sitting and my legs are hanging. Like this. Yeah, right, okay. But they're not
like a child.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody is on those chairs, right? I mean, yeah. Well, it was a life-saving event there.
Apparently so.
Yes, with my little legs and my albuterol and my prednisone.
And you learned a lesson that you don't lick your own balls.
And you know what? And boom, the great thing about you is that you actually told people out there, don't lick your balls.
Yep, that's right.
That was the PSA.
Yes. Yep, stop licking your balls.
I did ask, so I've asked a lot of people, you know, have you ever seen this or done this? Most say no, but my caddy in Pebble Beach, Rich, he said, oh, yeah, a lot of guys, they're licking the golf ball. Yes,
that's correct. That guy loves you.
Yes, he does.
Give him a good tip.
I did. I gave him the recommended tip from you.
All right. Well, we, number one, the tips were paid for, but we gave him extra.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of guys we are.
We're the kind of guys we are, yes. Right.
We're blue-collar guys.
Yes. I went to Daddy over here and said, well, what are we giving? Make sure I do right by him.
Well, you said the guy was great.
He was great. He was
and
awesome.
You gave him the ultimate endorsement on X saying, hey, if you ever come to Pebble Beach,
yes,
ask for Rich.
Absolutely. No doubt.
He should be paying you.
Well, no, we're all good. Now,
kickback spot?
No kickback spot, no. But I would like to play a new game. This is new. I've never done this before.
All right.
And I don't have big production because Paul's not here yet and Zach's not here yet. What in the living hell is Anthony Gallo talking about?
I have no idea.
Well,
and this is a very good segment. I love this.
What is Anthony Gallo? So I'm going to play a clip, a couple of different parts of this clip.
Okay.
We'll kind of progress through.
Okay.
Clip number one. Who are we referencing?
I don't know what this says about their death. Hopefully it's not anything else.
Who died?
Right, exactly. That's what I thought.
Huh, that's interesting. Now I'm wondering if this famous actor is dead or alive.
I don't know what this says about their death. Hopefully it's not anything else, but I love the pickup of Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
They picked him up dead?
Yeah, I don't know where he was.
I just saw him on an interview. He's not dead.
Who picked him up?
I don't know.
Man.
Chewbacca. I don't know. So here he does clear it up.
I don't know what this says about their death. Hopefully it's not anything else, but I love the pickup of Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford. Sheesh. Harrison Phillips.
Okay. That's right, the guy the Jets got. The beauty of the death references is he couldn't help himself because about 30 seconds later.
The other guy, I guess, is just a death piece.
A death piece.
He can't hear?
Yeah, I mean, he can't say the word depth. He can't do it. I think he actually says deft.
Does he have a lisp?
No, I talked to him this morning. I said, you don't have any other issues saying words. I mean, you sound great. You sound like you got a command of the English language. You cannot say that word. How can you, like, work on it?
Yeah, you should work on it.
Or just don't say it.
Sure.
Find a synonym. Deep. So, yeah. Deft.
He also should work on players' names. Like, we work on them.
We
work on them really hard here on the Boomer and Geo show.
Yes, like this morning when you said you called David Peterson Scott Peterson, right. The guy who killed his wife.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this morning he was calling Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver.
McLaurin. I heard that too.
Yep.
But then again, our show sheet also said that Bubba Watson was coming to talk about NASCAR.
That's right. It did. When I saw Bubba Watson, I got excited. I was like, Bubba Watson's coming
I did
in.
Too.
Oh, that's great.
Because we've seen athletes get involved in other things. I thought that's neat. He must be aligned with some, maybe for a new racing team.
Yeah.
No, not Bubba Watson.
It's just like Wallace.
Just like Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss was coming on to talk about horse racing.
Max over there at CBS Sports Network gave me the heads up. He goes, which Bubba is coming in?
Oh, so you didn't know. Oh, that's funny.
I got confused.
Just like Anthony Gallo.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Or Callow. Is it Jerry Callow?
Jerry Callow.
Yes.
The Giants close out their preseason tonight against the Patriots. We heard about the acquisition of Harrison Ford to the Jets, the Vikings.
So, Gio, he's a player from the Vikings.
Yeah.
He's been a good player for the Vikings, right?
Very good. He's one of their captains. He was a great locker room guy, community guy. You know, he's in his mid-30s now. They've got three young players on the defensive line that they love. They also have two veteran guys. They brought in Hargrove, excuse me, in the offseason. So he was expendable for them, and I think that he wasn't going to get as much playing time, and I think that they kind of did him a solid, sending him to a place where he's going to play more. But I do think, though, they were trying to get a wide receiver yesterday and just couldn't do that, but using Harrison Phillips to try to do that. But yeah, I think it's a good move for the Jets.
The Vikings were trying to get a wide receiver.
Yeah, they were. I still think they are. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if
Terry McLaren's out there.
Yeah, right, apparently. I don't think they'll do that and sign, because that's just too much money to have Justin Jefferson and McLaurin getting paid at that position. But I keep an eye on Adam Thielen coming back to the Vikings.
Really?
Mm.
Trade now, or do you think he'll be released?
I'm not sure exactly.
He had a pretty good, decent. He had a decent year last year.
But keep an eye on that, maybe, as Jordan Addison's got to serve his suspension for his off-season issues.
Jets also got Juwan Briggs from the Browns. And finally, penetration. What does that mean? A bullet penetrated the glass in the practice facility office of Andy Reid with the Chiefs last year. According to the report, the bullet went through the glass of his office and lodged into a wall 15 feet from where he was sitting. Apparently, he now has bulletproof glass protecting him in the office.
Yeah, I saw this. Did
you think he was targeted or not?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't hear that at the time.
Bizarre story.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, really strange.
How'd the mixed doubles event go last night?
They went. And by the way, Venus, so I mentioned some of those events yesterday. Yes. I can pull them up, but Venus Williams lost.
I know.
I mentioned her the day before. She lost. I don't know if she played two matches or just the one, because some played two. Maybe had a window advance.
You got Iga Świątek and Casper Ruud playing Andrea Vafasordi and Sarah Arani.
Vafasordi?
Yeah. Arani for the championship today.
There you go.
Yes.
A couple of Italians, it looks like.
Now, in the championship, they're going to play to four or to six?
No, they're going to play what the format that they played.
No, I think it's six now.
Is it?
Yeah, because...
Then why'd you ask me the question?
I didn't know until it pulled up.
All right.
Because Świątek and Ruud lost to Arani and Vav... Him too. 6-3...
Oh. Harrison Ford.
Terry McLaren. But then, yeah, this is weird. Some of these went to six, others went to four. I don't understand.
What are you talking about? That there were two sets in each of these events.
Mixed doubles.
Right. Each of these events were two sets.
Jessica Pegula and Jack Draper lost to Iga Świątek
and Casper Ruud. But they lost
I'm going to tell you. They lost 6-3, 3-6. And then 1-0.
By the way, it was 5-3, 5-3, and it was 1-0 after a 10-point overtime.
Okay, 5-3. All right, but then here, when you talk about Vafasori and Arani beating Świątek and Ruud, 6-3, 7-5, 1-0. Like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, they changed the rules.
And then Vafasori and Arani beat Collins and Harrison 4-2, 4-2.
There you go. We just broke it down.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I couldn't agree more.
Yep.
There you go.
We biggest sporting event in the country.
How about this name?
It was
Booyukunkatetti.
Booyukasha. Respect.
That's right.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, with the U.S. Open kicking off, as you said, the biggest sporting event in America that I disputed, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about tennis player Sasha Vicary, who is
Now all of a sudden you want to talk about tennis.
And I don't want to talk about tennis. She just happens to be a tennis player.
Okay.
She's the 559th ranked player, and she's also on OnlyFans. And is super open about it. Doesn't care what anybody thinks. $12.99 a month to subscribe to her OnlyFans page. And then also charges men $1,000 for a date. So she will not go on a date with somebody unless you send a $1,000 deposit to her. Then she'll go out on a date.
And then you got to pay for the date or?
I'm assuming so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's got 40,000 Instagram followers. Vicary promises spicy OnlyFans content that includes her, quote, longest shower vid, a late night stretch, and boat twerking.
Al, you're an OnlyFans member, aren't you?
I'm not, actually.
No, okay. I thought you were.
No.
What did you think that?
I don't know. I thought you guys were talking about, or maybe he and Jerry were talking about it one morning, and I thought, like, he had all the facts and figures. I thought he was a member.
A member? No. That I don't believe that. That would not be a good look for any of us.
No, we can't be on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans people. Yeah, I mean,
am I an OnlyFans model or am I a subscriber?
A subscriber?
No, neither. Actually,
not. Why? You could be running around your apartment with whimsy with a
live webcam,
right?
Yeah, live webcam wearing, you know, to tidy whiteys or something.
Banana hammock,
yeah.
Yeah. I no longer date for free due to the behavior of men. I now require a pre-date deposit. Send me $1,000. We can make it happen. The 30-year-old has made a reported $2 million in 14 years of pro tennis and ranked as high as number 73 in 2018, but has been wowed by the response to her racy account since she set it up in January. It's the easiest money I've ever made. Well, obviously. You know, you put your booty out there, People pay to see that. You don't have to do much, you know, if you're confident enough to do that. She seems to be doing well.
Is that her strong point?
Well, I mean, yeah, the boat twerking and the stretching, and there's a couple of pictures of her where she is, yes, she's showing off her backside.
Okay.
Yep.
One thing I will say, I mean, you know, obviously watching some of this tennis, and these all these top-end tennis players have to be in incredible shape.
She's in great shape, of course. I mean, yeah, you know, I wonder if this becomes more and more normalized over the next 10 years.
It already is.
No, I'm talking about with athletes.
Oh.
Because Nick Kyrgios, apparently, is on OnlyFans as well. So those are the two, Sasha Vickery and Nick Kyrgios are both on OnlyFans.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
You got a booty?
I don't know. I know he was like tennis's bad boy there for a while. I don't know. That's the only thing I know about him. So the OnlyFans thing, I guess, sort of aligns with his brand. But yeah, I wonder if you get like some of these, I don't know, like someone like her, like a 559th ranked player in the world is tennis, or, you know, someone who's, you know, like the WNBA or something.
What would be great for her? I'm assuming she's playing in the, is she in the U.S. Open draw at all, you know?
I don't know, man.
I'm assuming, maybe. If she made it somehow to the quarterfinals or something.
Oh, my God.
And then you get the McEnroe brothers talking about her.
Yeah. Like, look at the bucket on this one. You know? And you could see more of it if you sign up for her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all right. So Vickery kicked off a potential U.S. Open run with a victory over Anastasia Sobaleva on Tuesday, earning her a matchup against number 21, Ella Seidel, on Thursday. So that's today. So we can see. We can see if she moves on. And it goes on a little bit of a run. Now, the 21th ranked Ella Seidel, a little bit, that's going to be a tough task. You know, and is she really putting everything she can into the game of tennis when she's flaunting the booty on the OnlyFans? That's the question that I have.
I would think that flaunting the booty on the OnlyFans is you're flaunting it in your time away from tennis.
Yeah.
So she could do it when she's taking a shower. She could do it, like as she said, you know.
Twerking on a boat.
She's away from working out for tennis. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. Easy money, as they say.
So she is playing at 11 a.m. today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in
it's
now.
It's going to be on ESPN Plus.
Brock in Huntington. What's going on, Brock?
Hey, what's up, Gio? So I was thinking, I know you're saying like in the future with this OnlyFans, if it's going to become a thing. Imagine in the past if someone like Anna Kournikova, you know, was around with like OnlyFans, this girl would have been sitting on an empire. I'm sure she's doing well for herself, but I mean, that was before things went viral. I could imagine she would have been pretty successful.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, Brock? She'd have more money than Richard Branson if she was flaunting her stuff on OnlyFans back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, there was a stretch there where she was, like, close to being the undisputed best-looking woman on earth with that tennis stuff. Who'd she marry? Enrique Iglesias, right?
That tennis stuff.
Yeah. The tennis outfit. You know, the whole thing?
Yeah, I know the whole thing, yeah.
And then all the girl, you know, the other tennis women resented her. She's not that good. She's not hot. You know,
I'm sure there are plenty of other good-looking women on both tours that could probably do the same thing if they wanted to, but they don't.
But she was so popular back then. Like, you know, this Sasha Vickery, not as popular.
Like, she's 558th, you said.
Yeah, so I mean, like, Anna Kournikova at the top of her game wouldn't have gone to OnlyFans.
Do you think more people will watch today at 11 o'clock because of Sasha playing?
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you're one of her OnlyFans subscribers, you're all over this, you know?
Yeah.
Watching her play and then, you know, sending her a message.
Yeah, she's, you know, like you said, 2.1 million is what she's made. She has one single title, and that was back in 2017. Two single titles in 2015, and nothing really since 2017.
Yeah, yeah, that's why she turned to OnlyFans to make some of that money. You know what? Good for you. Go for it. She's not hiding from it.
No,
she's just going for it. Doesn't care what people think. Sign up, $12.99. Want to date me? $1,000. There you go. These are the terms. I'm going to throw that.
How does she like? Is there any way to verify who you're dating?
What do you mean?
like she says, okay, you put a $1,000 deposit down, date me. Like, and she's going to go meet some wacko guy somewhere.
I'm sure there's some sort of vetting process.
Yeah. You know? How do you vet and verify?
Yeah. All of a sudden, Dana Carteret shows up with a bouquet.
Man hands.
Yeah. Hey, Sasha, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
You know who Boomer and Gio are?
Yeah, right. Brought you a bobblehead, too.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.